Hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Justin?
Yes.
Oh, hi. It's Tina. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Tina. I was trying to get in touch with Bonnie from the Google Guaranteed department.
Okay.
Is she
So,
available?
I don't know. I can send a message over there to have her call you, but
Yes, please.
yeah, last I think you spoke with her, I think there was like $55 left on the leads, and it looks like that might have been exhausted by now. So,
Yeah.
once the account reinstates, they can turn those leads back on probably.
Yeah, I just see here that the ad is paused, but I wanted to ask her how much it would cost to get them turned back on because I'm calculating all of it today. You know, we're going to turn on the service for the website and all that today, but I don't know how much it's going to cost to get or what the minimum is to get our ad live again, so I need to figure that out.
Okay, I'll reach out to her and send her the message to call you, or at least give me that figure, and then I can kind of let you know, 'cause all I can see is, you know, the prior activity on it. But I'll have Bonnie reach out to you, and in the meantime, have a great rest of your day. What time are you wanting us to process the $199, or does it not matter?
I'll let you guys know as soon as the money's there so that you can run it. I'll call you so that it doesn't get taken by any other auto payment. So we'll just
Okay.
wait for me to call you and then do it exactly while I'm on the phone. That way it's clear and it all works.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I have a couple of clients that do it that way so that another company doesn't grab it. So yeah, I get it. Okay, well,
Yeah,
I'll
we
send a
have a
message
bunch of
out
auto
to
payments set up. So right now, the ad is paused, and the website is technically, it says the website's not being updated, but are people still able to contact us or call us if they do want services right now? Like today, for instance, because we were getting stuff yesterday. Obviously not the LSA, but are we able to receive any kind of calls or messages for
I don't think
services?
so. I don't think so, 'cause there's a note on here that says, let me see. I think I told you this yesterday. There's a note. Let me go down. I remember it was April that posted it. Oh yeah, it says call tracking number removed, 208-487-6988. So that number isn't working currently, but later when you get the payment in, they can get that number still because it's under that 2 weeks. If it goes past the 2 weeks, then it's going to be a different number. But we can still get the same number within 2 weeks. But if it worked yesterday, that's great.
So if someone sees us and tries to message us right now, just on our website or wherever, because they Googled our stuff and we're popping up at the top, how would they get a hold of us? They wouldn't be able to at all.
I don't think so. Let me look at the Google listing. And then I'll call the number on it and see what happens just to, as a, you know, just as an experiment here. So hold on. So 208-487. Oh yeah, it just rings as busy. It looks like it doesn't get through. Yeah, and then it hangs up.
And so what about messaging? They're not able to message us or email us off of our website or anything?
Messages on the website should still go through, but you'll get that little prompt that'll say there's a new lead on your website, you know, click here to reactivate. So it won't go through to you automatically, but it will still go through and be stored on the dashboard. So if you see an email like that, you could always call us and we can tell you, you know, who that lead is. And that's in the event that they fill out the contact form on your site.
I just want, because I have a feeling it'll be all taken care of today, but I just don't want people to be left in the dark or not be able to get a hold of us at all. Like,
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
Oh,
But we're going to get it
absolutely. I don't
obviously back
want
online, but in the future we
to.
don't want to be, just unavailable whatsoever.
Right. No,
When you do
I
that happen.
understand for
Because
sure.
the best way to get it turned back on is to sell jobs. So if we can't, if they can't contact us, then we're pretty much dead in the water at that point.
Yeah.
But we're going to take care of it today. It's not an issue, but
okay.
Moving
okay.
forward.
Yeah, the sooner the better. And the, you know, the technicians don't do any type of revisions or programming on a canceled account, obviously. But if you ever wanted to, once the account gets, well, actually, no, you couldn't do that either. I was going to say you could maybe remove the call tracking number, but then they're not going to be able to track the Google verified leads, you know? So I think they're going to say that that has to stay on there, but I'll ask Bonnie and then she'll be able to clarify, you know, when she reaches out to you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, but either way, you know, you can call me later if you can make the payment. If you need a couple of days, you know, that's okay too. Just, you know, obviously reach out to me when you can so that we can get this all, you know, rectified.
Yeah, okay. I think our contact form's not working on our website either.
Oh, it's not?
I'm clicking on it now. It's not.
Let
I don't
me look
think
at it.
So. I'm not sure. It might be because I need to put my VPN on in Germany. But I don't know.
Let me see. I'm sending one right now that says test, and I'm just going to see if it comes through. I don't know how long it typically takes to have it come through, but let's see here.
Well, I guess it's not important because as soon as as soon as we pay our stuff today, they'll be able to do it again.
Yeah, and then we'll start you out fresh too, and we'll push the next one out 30. Well, if you pay today, we can get the calling back on today. Normally, they say within one business day, but I would just send them a special request and say, hey, get that number retrieved right now, you know, like immediately. So that's not a problem.
Okay.
We can get that, you know, unless you wait till 4 o'clock and that's when everybody goes home. Then they're, you know, they're going to say, we can't do it because no one's in that department, you know, but.
But the LSA, are you talking about paying for the Local Splash or the LSA thing? Because I can pay for the Local Splash thing today, obviously.
Yeah, it's the Local Splash.
That,
yep, the $199 payment is the one that is giving you issues because with LSA, if you ever have an invoice that's outstanding, they would just pause the leads. They wouldn't, like, you know, cancel anything. But what happened with you is that we hadn't received a payment for that local SEO package since August 21st.
Yeah,
so then
okay.
What, September? Yeah, and so that's why it canceled, actually, now that I'm looking at the timeline, because September 21st was 30 days, October 21st was 60 days. So I think the system automatically cancels it at the 8-week mark just to prevent, you know, a bunch of extra charges from reoccurring. So
okay. That's
actually a good thing because when we do get the payment later today, we can start it out fresh and you'll be paid in full till November 23rd.
Okay, and
no,
then we'll be able to receive phone calls?
Yep, absolutely. Yep, we'll get that turned right back on, and
okay.
Then I'll tell Bonnie, you know, to kind of put together what the charges would be to turn the Google Verified leads back on, and then she can communicate with you on that aspect, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
That sounds
awesome.
Good. So I'll be calling you back in a few hours when they're done with the job and they have put the money in the bank, and then we can run the payment.
Sounds great. Okay. All right. Thank you for always communicating. That really helps. I'll notate the account. Yeah. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your day too. Okay, Justin?
Thank you. We'll be in touch, Tina.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.